very important item number 8. I will turn that over to, who do I turn it over? It doesn't have a name next to it. Sorry. Oh, I see. I'm looking at the agenda.
So while we're getting the PowerPoint set up, this will be really a brief PowerPoint. I want to show you some photos and give you some information. But first of all, good morning, Chair Smith and members of the commission. Glad to be here before you again. It's been a little while. My name is David Whipple. I'm the Hunter Ed Division Manager for the agency. And also greetings to our new director, Susa Wind, and Joe Storr, our deputy. So I'm here with something that we think is very special, and we're glad to be here and share it with you. We've got an outstanding award to present today to recognize the outstanding achievements of one of our over 1,000 instructors that we currently have. And in keeping with tradition, this achievement is recognized in a couple pretty significant ways. One is in front of you today, and the other one is also a special recognition gift from two of our instructor associations that we have and we work with in the state. So today we'd like to have the commission help us recognize Don Fox for his 50 years of service as a Hunter Education instructor. Truly amazing achievement. And before we get to that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Don. He served 32 years in the Army National Guard. He's also spent about 13 years as a Boy Scouts firearm shooting instructor. He holds a number of NRA instructor ratings and certifications. He began his Hunter Ed teaching career in 1968, been teaching for 32 years. The last 18 years, he's been in Mason County, the first 32 in Kitsap. So he's right here in Region 6 in our backyard. And these are really rough estimations. It's tough to find really good records that go back 50 years. So Don has donated a tremendous number of hours, and on the order of thousands of hours, teaching Hunter Ed classes and thousands of new hunters certified. So it's an incredible achievement. The 50-year service award is presented by our Washington Hunter Education Instructors Association, or WIA, and also the Washington Hunter Educators Resource Organization, also called HERO. And it's a tradition that the 50-year instructors receive a really nice firearm. And in this case, it's a Browning BPS 20-gauge shotgun. And it's engraved specially for Don, has his name on it, his instructor number, which you'll notice as 112. So he's one of the very first instructors that were certified in this numbering system. And it also recognizes his 50 years of service. So we had the pleasure to have some good timing on his anniversary date. And back at the end of April, we had a big statewide in-service training for all of our instructors. They're all invited. So we were able to, and these pictures are from this event, we were able to recognize Don and his achievements in front of about 300 of his peers, which was really a special thing. But we're really pleased that Don could also be here today to share this with you and have your recognition of him and his achievements. So with that, I would like to personally thank Don for his achievements. And we have, thanks to Captain Eric Anderson, a former Hunter Ed Division Manager in the enforcement program, was kind enough to participate and kind of help us with the firearm. But I would like to have Don and his wife come up, and Eric, and recognize Don. And if you feel like you'd like to say a few words, I would sure welcome that. So
And actually, Don, you can just stay right there if you like.
Hey.
You want to come up here?
Well, Don, on behalf of the Hunter Education Division and all of us and all of your peers and all of your students that you've helped certify in the last 50 years, I want to thank you very much for all of your great contributions, your passion, and your motivations. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've been giving these guys a bad time for years.
Now they're giving you a standing applause.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, thank you for that great presentation. And I know we need to move on, but I, as a hunter, one of the things that I remember more than anything was going to hunter education after school with my dad taking me there, having that training and becoming a hunter and how important that was. And so I just, on our program, we need you, we need people like you, we need spouses that support your time. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
A question just for all of you. In your experience, what have you seen as the biggest change in the students that you've had, you know, from 68 today? What stands?
We're getting a lot more younger kids. And yes, they're passing the written tests, they're passing their field courses, but they couldn't carry that shotgun.
Too small.
They're not big enough to carry a legal firearm. Why am I certifying? That's my biggest concern. There's been so many changes in 50 years. 50 years ago, it was all on safety. I had about 12 hours of nothing but safety with my students. And that's all we taught. When Mr. Mikacek came to one of my first classes, I had papers lined out that I had cut out of magazines and newspapers and whatnot, laid out on tables. I had my firearms laid out on a table. On this table over here, I had a sleeping bag, a fly rod, and a one-burner stove. And the people would look at the fly rod, what's that got to do with this? You think I hunt all day long? You know, but the point was, it made them think outside the box. Have fun.
Getting everybody together. Bunch of touch the camera.
All righty.
Okay, turn around.
I think we're looking right there.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Done.
Thank you.
It's a great way to bring to a close this morning.